Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 3.2, Basics of Using Generative AI Tools for Non-Technical Users. This lesson is part of Module 3, Advanced Application, Tools and Techniques in Generative AI. In the Generative AI for Architecture and Construction Professionals course. In this lesson, we'll explore user-friendly interfaces and functionalities of generative AI tools. Best practices for non-technical users, and simple projects to get started. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to confidently navigate generative AI tools and apply them to your work in architecture and construction, even with minimal technical experience. Main content: user-friendly interfaces and functionalities. Generative AI tools are designed to be accessible, even for those without a technical background. Most modern tools feature intuitive user interfaces that prioritize usability. For instance, platforms like OpenAI's ChatGPT and Canva's Magic Write integrate AI functionality within a familiar layout, allowing you to easily interact with the technology. These tools often include drag-and-drop functionalities, pre-built templates, and step-by-step guides that facilitate your understanding. For example, if you're using a tool to generate design concepts, you can simply input your requirements, like dimensions, style preferences, and materials, into a form, and the AI will generate multiple design options for you to choose from. This removes the barrier of needing to understand complex coding or algorithms, allowing you to focus on creativity and artistic direction. To further illustrate, consider a scenario where you need to create a presentation for a client meeting. Using a generative AI tool, you can select a presentation template, input your project details, and the AI will assist in arranging the content and suggesting design elements that align with your brand. This capability not only saves time but also ensures that your presentations are professional and visually appealing. Best practices for non-technical users to maximize your experience with generative AI tools. Consider the following best practices. Start small. Begin with simple projects before moving on to more complex ones. For instance, if you're exploring AI-generated designs, try creating a basic floor plan first, then gradually add complexity as you become more comfortable. Utilize tutorials and support resources. Many generative AI tools provide tutorials, FAQs, and community forums. Engaging with these resources can provide valuable insights and help you troubleshoot any challenges you face. Experiment and iterate. Don't hesitate to experiment with different inputs and settings. Generative AI thrives on iterative processes. Try varying your prompts or design parameters to see how the output changes. This hands-on approach will increase your confidence and understanding of the tool's capabilities. Collaborate with others. Share your findings and projects with colleagues. Collaboration can enhance your learning experience and provide additional perspectives on how to utilize AI tools effectively. Seek feedback. After creating your projects, seek feedback from peers or mentors. This can help you refine your approach and improve your skills with generative AI tools. Simple projects to get started. Now that you understand the basics of generative AI tools, let's explore a couple of simple projects you can undertake. AI-assisted design generation. Use a tool like DALL-E or Midjourney to create visual representations of your architectural ideas. Start by inputting a brief description of a building or space you have in mind. The tool will generate images based on your specifications, which can serve as inspiration for your designs. Content generation for proposals. If you need to write a project proposal, consider using a generative AI writing tool. Input the main points you want to cover, and let the AI help you draft a structured document. This can save you time and help you present your ideas more clearly. Automated report creation. for project updates or reports. AI tools can help summarize data and create visual representations. Input your key metrics and let the AI generate a report that highlights critical information in an engaging format. Design mockups. Create mockups for client presentations using generative AI tools. By entering specific design elements and preferences, you can quickly generate multiple design options to show to clients, enabling faster decision-making and feedback. Virtual site visits. Use AI to create virtual representations of project sites. By inputting site data and design plans, you can generate a 3D visualization that can be presented to stakeholders, providing them with a clearer understanding of the project scope and design. These projects not only help you become familiar with generative AI tools, but also provide practical applications that can enhance your workflow in architecture and construction. Conclusion: in this lesson, we covered the basics of using generative AI tools tailored for non-technical users. You learned about user-friendly interfaces, best practices for utilizing these technologies, and simple projects to get started. By applying these concepts, you can confidently integrate generative AI into your work, enhancing your creativity and productivity in the architecture and construction industry. Reflection questions: how can you apply the iterative approach to a current project you are working on? What resources can you explore to support your learning and usage of generative AI tools? In what ways do you envision generative AI improving your workflow in architecture and construction? Word count: 1060.